WCWP, Brookville, your community public radio station. Serving the North Shore of Nassau, 88.1 FM and beyond, WCWP.org.
Welcome to Instrumental Invasion. Here's your host, Mike Chimeri.
Beware the Ides of March, but don't beware Instrumental Invasion with Mike Chimeri. Off to a killer start with the Quincy Jones arrangement of Killer Joe.
Hi, this is Joe Birdie, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Chimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Joe Birdie, that was Dan Siegel with his composition Pension Plan from Oasis in 1981. I wish I had a pension plan. Dan's instruments were Rhodes piano and synthesizers, including one that sounded like an early video game console. Jeff Homan played tenor sax. David Bryan was on trombone. Jerry Sokolov on trumpet and flugelhorn. Richard Smith on guitar. Rob Thomas on bass. Carlton Jackson on drums. And Bruce Smith with percussion. The middle song of the set was Rotation by Herb Alpert from Rise in 1979, written by Herb's nephew, Randy Badass Alpert, and Andy Armour. Randy handled percussion insanities, or loops. Andy played Rhodes clavinet, synths, and Moog bass. Herb was on trumpet and softly spoke the title, Rotation, with a delay effect produced by engineer Mark Smith. There might have been real drums by Harvey Mason or Steve Schaefer and possibly real percussion by Manolo Badrena. The credits were vague. The set began in 1969 when Quincy Jones covered Killer Joe, which Joe Birdie is not, on Walking in Space. Killer Joe was written by saxophonist Benny Golson at the start of the decade, 1960, for the Jazz Tet, a sextet he founded with trumpeter Art Farmer. It appeared on their debut record, Meet the Jazz Tet. There wasn't lead saxophone on Q's version, but Richard Williams was featured on trumpet, J.J. Johnson on trombone, Hubert Laws on flute, Paul Griffin on Rhodes, Ray Brown on bass, and future Schoolhouse Rock singer Grady Tate played drums. The vocalists toward the end of Killer Joe were Hilda Harris, Marilyn Jackson, and Maritha Stewart. Q arranged and conducted all of them. The first track on 480 East's debut CD leads off the next segment of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Chimeri.
Every Monday night.
Not cool.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Chimeri here at 88.1 WCWP.
Rob DeBoer and Tony Grace are 480 East, and the first track on their first album, The Album, was East Side.
Hi, this is Alexis Lindsay, a.k.a. Lextasy, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Chimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thank you, Lextasy. That's Beth Michaels with Free from Celebrate Now in 1993, which rhymes with free, celebrated 30 years ago. Beth wrote Free and played everything, piano, keyboards, synth flute, synth bass, and drum programming. Before that, Chicagoland native Brian Simpson from Gurnee, Illinois, with an ode to Lakeshore Drive from his 1995 debut, Closer Still. Speaking of Chicago, the band Chicago had a song called Free in their travel suite on Chicago 3 in 71, their third album. The Lakeshore Drive Brian wrote about is a multi-level expressway, part of U.S. Highway 41 at one point. Here on Long Island, a portion of County Route 16 in Suffolk is called Lakeshore Drive, and there's a Lakeshore Drive in Massapequa Park, north of the Long Island Railroad Babylon branch. Lakeshore Boulevard runs south of Sunrise Highway. Brian played piano and keyboards on his Lakeshore Drive with his co-writer Oliver Wendell only on keyboards. Everett Harp was featured on tenor sax, Ray Fuller on guitar, Michael White on drums, percussion by Brian Kilgore, and two bassists, Larry Kimple on finger bass and Dwayne Smitty Smith on pluck bass. And we started the segment with East Side by 480 East from the album, their first in 1997 when it was in heavy rotation on CD 101.9. East Side was composed and led by the ensemble of Rob DeBoer and Tony Grace. They played most of the instruments. Rob on piano, keyboards, guitar, bass, and programming. Tony on drums, percussion, and programming. John Stewart, another namesake, Stewart is his real last name, played tenor sax, like Everett Harp. Next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari, we'll go from Killer Joe to Chicken Joe.
Project Independence is the aging in place initiative of the town of North Hempstead.
.org.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
This free range tune by Joe McBride is Chicken Joe. Better him than Chicken Boo from Animaniacs. Chicken Joe.
This is Travis Demers, the radio voice of the Portland Trailblazers, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thanks, Travis. You just heard, and you, the listener, just heard Richard Elliott with Metro Blue, the title track to his, Richard's, 2005 CD, named for the record label for Richard's Jumpin' Off album in 1997, the year of the album by 480 East. Metro Blue, the label, was formed in 94. By Capitol Records as a sister to Blue Note Records. Metro Blue, the song, was written and performed entirely by Richard Elliott and Rick Braun. Richard was on tenor sax, Rick on keyboards and, I guess, sound samples. No brass. He will play trumpet with David Benoit later in the show. Before Metro Blue, it was Chicken Joe by Joe McBride from Double Take in 1998, 25 years ago. I confused Killer Joe for Chicken Joe back in January, and I thought Killer was a Quincy Jones original. Chicken Joe was by Joe McBride, who played piano, keyboards, synth bass, and drum programming. Tim Cobza was on guitar, Scott Englebright on trumpet, Greg Waits on trombone, and Wayne Delano on indeterminate saxophone. The penultimate song of Hour One is by guitarist Les Sabler, and it, too, is a title track. Bridge the Gap, between the train and the platform.
Underwriting opportunities are now available across WCWP's programming lineup, TOONS.
This is WCWP, Brookville, public radio that rocks. From the North Shore of Nassau, 88.1 FM, and beyond, WCWP.org.
This is Hour 2 of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari. Violinist Jean-Luc Ponty and his band ended Hour 1 with the first two tracks on their 2007 CD, The Atacama Experience. Track 1 was Intro, the ambiance of a random Paris street, complete with a typical European siren. Metro Blue had a street ambiance intro that I joined in progress. Track two was Parisian Thoroughfare, a jazz standard written and recorded in 1951 by pianist Bud Powell, and it was released in 1953. Jean-Luc Ponty's version, recorded in France, is based on the Clifford Brown and Max Roach version on their eponymous 1954 record. Trumpeter Brown and drummer Roach's quintet featured Bud Powell's younger brother Richie on piano. The Atacama Experience got its name from the Atacama Desert in Chile, South America. Jean-Luc led his band, a sextet, on violin and keyboards. William Lecomte played piano and keyboards. Philippe Catherine was on guitar, Guy Nsangwe on bass, Thierry Arpino on drums, and percussion by Tafa Cissé. Les Sabler had his say on guitar before that with Bridge the Gap, the title track to his 2003 album. Bridge the Gap was a duet with embellishments in the vein of Metro Blue. Besides its composer, Les, on guitar, Alan Sams played piano, keyboards, synth bass, and drum programming, and I think there might have been drum and percussion programming on Parisian Thoroughfare. Trumpeter Cindy Bradley begins hour two on flugelhorn for title track number three, Bloom.
Hi there, Chemo Savvy. This is Big Dan Ingram. Whenever I'm on the Merriweather campus, and my bosses in New York don't know about it, I always listen to WCWP at 88.1 in Brookville, New York. Love it.
Lee Ritenour with Sugarloaf Express, recorded live in 2004 at Enterprise Studios in Los Angeles. Released on Overtime in 05. Sold separately on CD and DVD. Lee wrote and first performed Sugarloaf Express on The Captain's Journey in 1978. His nicknames include Rit and Captain Fingers. Sugarloaf Express is another South American thing. The Sugarloaf cable car tramway system in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, that takes passengers to and from Sugarloaf Mountain. On the Overtime version, Lee's guitar was the Gibson L5, preferred by Wes Montgomery. Patrice Rushen played piano on the Overtime version of Sugarloaf Express. Dave Grusin was on Rhodes piano, as opposed to regular piano and synthesizers on the original. Anthony Jackson on bass. Harvey Mason definitely on drums, and percussion by Peruvian Alex Acuna. Alex was on the original too, playing drums and percussion, assisted on percussion by Steve Foreman and Rio native Paulinho da Costa. The middle song featured Rio native Oscar Castroneves on acoustic guitar. 6 p.m. was David Benoit's composition and approximate time in Alaska, as we speak, on Full Circle in 2006, commemorating David's 30-year career to that point. He played piano, Brian Bromberg was on acoustic bass, Tim Weisberg on flute, Andy Suzuki on tenor sax, Rick Braun on trumpet, as I said he would be after Metro Blue, John J.R. Robinson played drums, and Luis Conte handled percussion. He's from Cuba. Flugelhorn was Cindy Bradley's horn at the top of the set, slash hour, Bloom, the third title track of the evening, released in 2009. Cindy wrote Bloom with Michael Broning, heard on piano, keyboards, and drum programming. The stringed instruments were electric on Bloom, played by Tim Bowman on lead guitar, Freddie Fox on rhythm guitars, plural, and Mel Brown on bass. Jeff Lorber is the focal point of the next segment, three songs featuring him. Here on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari.
Instrumentals from many genres here on WCWP.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here at 88.1 WCWP.
First in this Jeff Lorber-centric segment is the Jeff Lorber Fusion with Space Time. I wonder how long he held that note. It's Instrumental Invasion on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org, and that was the second of three Jeff Lorber songs in this segment. Jazz Funk Soul with Jeff's composition Bouncing Back, like jumping off, on Forecast in 2022. Jazz Funk Soul is the ensemble of Jeff Lorber, saxophonist Everett Harp, heard last hour with Brian Simpson, and in his second album as a member, guitarist Paul Jackson Jr. For Bouncing Back, Jeff played piano, Rhodes, clavinet, synth bass, and rhythm guitar. Paul was on lead and rhythm guitar, and Everett opted for alto sax this time, and he was the one whose held note was cut off. Ben Shepherd played real bass on Bouncing Back, Gary Novak was on drums, and David Mann with the horn arrangement and performance, including saxophones and flutes. Lorber Song 1 was by the Jeff Lorber Fusion, Space Time, tonight's fourth and final title track from 2021. Space Time was hyphenated, but the main spelling is unhyphenated. Again, Jeff was the sole composer and player of piano, Rhodes, keyboards, synth bass, and guitar. Alone. Jimmy Haslip was on real bass, Gary Novak on drums again, and Jimmy's former Yellow Jackets bandmate Bob Mintzer was featured on tenor sax. Jimmy left Yellow Jackets in 2011. The third Jeff Lorber song is one he co-wrote with guitarist Oliver Lieber for saxophonist Randall Clark. Wait a Minute is the title. Lisa Hilton on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org with her composition Nightingales and Fairy Tales from Transparent Sky in 2021, viewed from the ground in the troposphere. Nightingales and Fairy Tales was a traditional trio with Lisa on piano, Luquez Curtis on acoustic bass, and Rudy Royston on drums. Before that, the third song to feature Jeff Lorber and Gary Novak in this segment, and second with Jimmy Haslip. Randall Clark was the lead musician with Wait a Minute from Stargazer in 2022, looking back into space, but also from the ground. Jeff only played piano, Rhodes, and organ on Wait a Minute, which he wrote with guitarist Oliver Lieber, heard on guitar and bass. Jimmy Haslip was the main bassist, and I should point out string instruments were electric on Wait a Minute, Gary Novak on drums, and of course, Randall Clark on alto sax. Guitarist Nick Colione has his say to lead off the last segment of tonight's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari. Next.
Does music reflect the times?
3-1-2-3.
Hi, this is guitarist Nick Colione. You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
The preceding liner was recorded February 1st, 2021. And the following song was recorded in 2016. It's Nick Colione with Say What's On Your Mind.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Nelson Rangel with Whatever Happens from Red in 2015, released alongside Blue, sans Metro. Whatever Happens was written by singer Bill Withers with guitarist Larry Carlton for Bill's 1985 album Watching You, Watching Me, his last album before retirement. Nelson's cover was a duet with embellishments, that's three, Nelson on alto sax, Alex Nekrasov on keyboards and percussion programming. Before that, another duet with embellishments, that's four, Nick Colione with Say What's On Your Mind, from The Journey, Without a Captain, in 2016. Nico, if I may call him that, played guitar, possibly a Gibson L4C, and James Lloyd, from Pieces of a Dream, did the rest. He composed the song and played keyboards, synth bass, and drum programming. We started the show with a saxophonist composition, and we end on one, and by a saxophonist named Joe at that. The Chick Corea Trio, a traditional one, with Recordame from Trilogy in 2014. This track was recorded live in Cartagena, Spain on December 1st, 2012. Joe Henderson was the saxophonist who wrote Recordame, Portuguese for Remember Me, although Google Translate says it means Remind Me in Portuguese and Spanish. Joe added the one-word Spanish subtitle Recuérdame on his live big band album, Big Band, in 1997. There's that year again. Recuérdame does translate to Remember Me on Google Translate. The Chick Corea Trio version had Chick on piano, Christian McBride on acoustic bass, and Brian Blade on drums. Thank you very much for listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed putting it together. Recordame by the Chick Corea Trio. Remember me again next week. ¶¶